Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. We're both feeling pretty good this afternoon.
Yeah.
Nice day. Temps probably in the lower 80s about now, something like that.
Probably.
Just a real nice afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Congratulations to Scott Vila.
Yes.
He was our Tap the News Radio app winner. He's going to go to the Miami FSU game this weekend over at Doak
That's
Camp.
A lucky grab.
He really is. I wish I were Scott Vila's friend, let me tell you. I would certainly like to be in the stands for that game.
For sure.
It's going to be a good one. Okay, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Just kind of downtown parking went into effect today. Pensacola residents who use Text2Park or the Park mobile app can park for 50 cents an hour. Seniors age 65 and older can get a $10 monthly permit to park downtown without the app or without any cash. There you go.
Number two.
And 30 new Florida laws went into effect today, 19 related to crime and law enforcement. A few laws take direct aim at protecting children. They close a deep fake pornography loophole, increase penalties against sexual cyber harassment, and create new capital crime for anyone trafficking children or people with mental incapacitation.
Number three.
Department of War confirmed all military personnel will remain on normal duty status. They must report to work, but will continue to serve without pay until a funding bill is signed into law. Civilian staff whose activities are not essential are placed in a non-work, non-pay status. Essential civilian staff must report to work, but will also be without pay until funding is restored. 6:15. News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in. He's got that traffic and weather this afternoon, and it's not looking so bad, is it?
No, absolutely not. At our last check on the roads, the only spot where we were dealing with congestion was Gulf Breeze Parkway near Avalon Boulevard, but that has seemingly cleared out. So if you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so as you head home this evening. Chris, you mentioned looking probably like low 80s, and that's exactly what it is, 81 degrees. Low of 69 tonight. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy at times over the course of the next couple days. May have a chance. I know Alan Strum said this earlier, and I'm seeing the chances here. May have a chance for a pop-up shower just very quickly at some point tomorrow, but we're not going to get any consistent rainfall chances until we get into your Saturday and even more so your Sunday.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
You can frame that story as you've been warned.
Yeah, heads up.
Okay, President Trump is increasing funding for childhood cancer research. Yes, there is a local angle to this story. Hold on, it's coming. He signed an executive order, happened on Tuesday.
Today, in line with recommendations made by Secretary Kennedy and the MAHA Commission, we're doubling that investment, adding another $50 million to Childhood Cancer Data Initiative. We're doing that immediately.
Pensacola's very own Carolyn Hendricks, a childhood cancer survivor. She was also at the White House. She supported the president's executive order. The two had this interaction.
When did you learn how to speak like that?
I've done lots of speeches for childhood cancer over the last few years, and I'm also in a theater program, so
that's
helps
great.
A lot.
Well, good.
There you go. In addition to a $50 million funding increase, Trump also said AI will be used to implement data already collected.
All righty. And NAS Pensacola closed to the public again. That announcement, of course, being made by NAS amid the government shutdown. That means the National Naval Aviation Museum and Lighthouse are not open to public visitation. DOD cardholders, though, still allowed access to the base at either the main gate or the west gates.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, former GOP Congressman Madison Cawthorn is chasing a new political opportunity in Florida. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Cawthorn was voted out of his North Carolina seat in 2022 after just one term that was plagued by ethics issues and gun violations. He's moved to Florida and hopes to fill the seat of Byron Donalds, who's running for governor. In his announcement video, Cawthorn was clear on where he stands.
I'm running for Congress to stand with President Trump, defend our conservative values, and fight to stop the radical left every single time.
President Trump endorsed Cawthorn's North Carolina run, but has not indicated if he will do the same this cycle. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And steps are being taken to make sure Miami-Dade County becomes home to Donald Trump's presidential library. Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Cabinet passed an agenda item yesterday to convey over 2.5 acres of land near the Freedom Tower. DeSantis says having the Trump presidential library in Miami will be good for not just the state, but for the city and for Miami-Dade College. He adds that no state has supported the president's agenda more than Florida.
Okay, the federal government is in a shutdown. We all know this. Florida Senator Rick Scott says he's frustrated both chambers weren't able to agree to a budget resolution. Here's Senator Scott.
We ought to work with the House to get our budgets done. They're supposed to be done by September 30. I'm a business guy. I always pass budgets. And by the way, if you didn't do your job in business, you didn't get paid. You don't show up and do your job, you don't get paid. Why are we getting paid? We shouldn't get paid if we don't do our job. We need to figure out how to work together to get our budgets done. It's as simple as that.
All righty. And also wanted to touch on this because we were talking about the new laws coming into effect in Florida. Well,
19 or so, wasn't it?
Well, 30, but 19 of them related to crime and law enforcement.
Jeez.
Yeah. But this one's interesting. A new law meant to protect tenants from flood damage. Starting today, landlords must inform potential renters in writing about any flood risk that the property may face. A similar law already exists for home buyers and sellers. If a landlord doesn't disclose any risks and the unit sustains flood damage, the tenant can terminate the lease without penalty, but they cannot sue or press charges.
Senate Bill 1168 went into effect today, increasing the punishment for anybody who used tracking technology to commit crimes. Apple has one of those little—I'm not sure what they call it—but it's like a little device that you can track people. Something to that.
GPS.
No. It's another little device. Anyway, location technology getting more accurate and easier to use, and criminals taking advantage of that. Law enforcement officers say people who use trackers to commit crimes could face up to 15 years in prison and pay $10,000 in fines.
All righty, 619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as In Weekly's Best of the Coast Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, in math, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, in biology, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn
is
why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about this very significant policy speech that Secretary of War Pete Hegseth gave. Incredibly important. Also, big local business that's been around for more than 10 years, Gulf Coast Gun. Chris Smith says he's got to shut down his shop because the profit margin competing against the internet just isn't there. And we talked with Airport Director Matt Coughlin about what's going on with the government shutdown and the plans to expand the airport. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, 6:23, News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on today. We appreciate the ride home. The White House is promising to take action to keep the government afloat. Fox's Peter Ducey reports mass firings could start in a couple of days.
They hit a lot of roadblocks as they tried to shrink the size of the federal workforce. During a shutdown, not all those roadblocks are in place. And so mass firings of federal workers could start soon. Republicans and Democrats are accusing each other of lying about taxpayer funding for illegal immigrants getting health care. But the vice president is surprisingly optimistic about the chances of Democrats crossing the aisle.
I think you already saw some evidence that moderate Democrats are cracking a little bit. They understand the fundamental illogic of this.
And Democratic leaders are accusing the White House of being racist for posting that meme of Hakeem Jeffries wearing a sombrero. Vance promised that the sombrero memes will stop.
Hey, not a bad day in the markets today. I want to tell you about that. Stocks ending up despite a government shutdown. Hillary Barsky reports on News Radio, 92.3.
Stocks kicking off the first trading day of October with gains in the Dow and S&P 500 notching record closing highs. Investors don't seem to be too concerned about the government shutdown, although a weak private sector jobs report is fueling interest rate cut hopes. The number of jobs created by private employers declining by 32,000 in September. Shares of drug maker Pfizer rising for a second day with its stock popping 7% a day after President Trump unveiled plans to launch a government-run website for consumers to buy drugs directly from manufacturers. The Dow winners, Amgen, Merck, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow up 43 points. The Nasdaq higher by 95. S&P 500 up 23. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, Yom Kippur starts at sunset. How do they define the sunset? Has the sun actually set right now?
Would you say? Look over your shoulder. There you go. It's close. Close.
It'll go on for 26 hours, so Yom Kippur kicks off this evening. And speaking of kicking off, weather and traffic together, here's Austin Price.
Yeah, let's kick this off. Let's see. Don't have too much going on the roads from what I can see. If you're dealing with any backups, they should not hold you up for particularly long. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 69, going to be sunny, partly cloudy at times over the course of the next couple days. Maybe the ever so slightest chance of a shower in the middle of your day Thursday, but that won't last. Your real rain chances you got to worry about are going to be coming in on Saturday and Sunday. Nothing too severe, of course, but on Sunday we're going to see chances as high as 60%.
You know, I love Chicago. I used to go up and do travels to Chicago. It is a mess up there right now. Department of Homeland Security out with its latest numbers of arrest in immigration action in the Windy City. Jeff Manasso, this afternoon up in Chicago, files his report on News Radio 92.3.
DHS says federal agents have arrested more than 800 illegal immigrants since Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago and surrounding areas began September 8th, targeting the worst of the worst criminals, including dozens of Trende Aragua gang members Tuesday, all amid continued pushback.
ICE has to stop putting our residents, our police officers, our firefighters, and American citizens in harm's way.
Broadview Mayor Katrina Thompson following violent protests and the federal response. Outside an ICE detention center in Broadview with DHS, ICE, and Border Patrol saying they remain undeterred. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty. And President Trump defending his decision to deploy National Guard troops to Portland. According to the president, he had no choice but to deploy the troops over protests of local officials and referred to the city as a never-ending disaster. The War Department authorized 200 members of Oregon's National Guard after Trump said he would send troops to protect the city and an ICE facility. The state of Oregon, as well as the city of Portland itself, have sued the administration in an effort to block the deployment.
Listen, Portland was another great city. Before all the turmoil, private survey of the job market is reporting a little decline in employment last month. Here's Jenny Casola.
The number of jobs created by private employers declined by 32,000 in September. Payroll processing company ADP was expected to report job creation of about 50,000. ADP's chief economist Neela Richardson says the number of new claims for unemployment benefits remains subdued, which suggests this is a low or no hire, no fire economy. Annual pay in September rose 4.5%. In a government shutdown, the monthly employment report is not released, which makes the ADP report even more important to the Federal Reserve, which is looking at a slowing job market as it considers whether to lower interest rates. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
And Vice President Vance backing War Secretary Pete Hegseth for his proposed hygiene changes for military members. Hegseth looking to raise grooming standards and told the military's senior most officers that he no longer wants to see fat generals and admirals, while also declaring that soldiers must shave their facial hair. Vice President saying that he thinks it's a very good thing that the War Secretary is trying to implement high standards across the military.
Most federal workers not paid for duration of the partial government shutdown. Contractors and businesses that rely on federal workers, yes, they will lose money, but a majority of Americans may not notice much of the difference. Here's Chris Foster.
Mail, Social Security checks, and student loan bills are still being delivered. Airports are running. Those workers are considered essential and are expected to show up unpaid for now. The Interior Department's keeping national park roads and open-air memorials open during the shutdown with minimal, if any, restroom cleaning or trail clearing services. Members of the military are working without pay, with some services on bases limited. Burials will continue at veteran cemeteries, but headstones aren't being placed and grounds aren't maintained. Food inspections continue. Internal Revenue Service employees stay on the job for at least 5 business days because of special funding passed in 2022. Tariff revenue is still being collected. The Labor Department will not be releasing new economic data like jobs reports. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And if you heard us talking about Yom Kippur earlier and don't really know what it means or what it's about, well, it's the holiest day in the Jewish faith. It's the Day of Atonement and caps the 10 days of repentance. It's customary for Jews to fast during the 24-hour period. Just like the Rosh Hashanah holiday, many cities will have added security at synagogues and other locations.
Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirming Cat 2 Imelda is continuing to move away from the U.S. coastline. Swells are impacting Florida's coastline, the East Coast, and especially North Carolina's Outer Banks. It is really causing some havoc in Buxton, North Carolina. All right, we'll talk sports coming up in 5. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A lot of federal workers could lose their jobs depending on how long the partial government shutdown lasts. Fox's Peter Ducey explains.
You look at the last couple months. This administration hit a lot of roadblocks as they tried to shrink the size of the federal workforce, including when they offered every federal worker the opportunity to resign in exchange for a months-long severance package. But those roadblocks are not all there during a shutdown.
President Trump is sending federal agents and National Guard troops to Memphis in his latest crime crackdown. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee supports the plan.
I'm grateful that President Trump has decided to make a priority of making great cities like Memphis safe cities.
Memphis Mayor Paul Young says he does not support the National Guard deployment, but did work with the administration to bring in ATF agents. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. The Cleveland Browns are starting Dylan Gabriel against the Minnesota Vikings. Joe Flacco will be moved to QB2, and Shador Sanders will stay at the 3 spot on the depth chart. And even knowing the current order on the depth chart, you know that anytime Dylan Gabriel makes a mistake, there will be calls for Shador Sanders to replace him. And regardless as to what anyone demands, with Kevin Stefanski keeping Shador in the 3 spot, he's clearly telling us the Browns have zero intention of playing Shador anytime soon. I'm Zach Gelb.
Right now, receive up to a $25 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health is a long game, and it's yours to win. Now here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 25 cents for every purchase of Depend shields, guards, and RealFit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at depend.com.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth. From the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, discounted downtown parking went into effect today. Pensacola residents who use Text to Pay or the Park Mobile app can park for 50 cents an hour. Seniors aged 65 and older can get a $10 monthly permit to park downtown without the app or cash.
Number two.
Okay, 30 new Florida laws went into effect today. 19 are related to crime and law enforcement. A few laws take direct aim at protecting children, close a deep fake pornography loophole, increase penalties against sexual cyber harassment, and creates a new capital crime for anyone trafficking children or people with mental complications.
Number three.
And the Department of War confirmed all military personnel will remain on normal duty status and must report for work, but will continue to serve without pay until a funding bill is signed into law. Civilian staff, whose activities are not essential, are placed in a non-work, non-pay status. Essential civilian staff must report to work, but will be without pay until funding is restored.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
FAA is set to furlough 11,000 employees as the U.S. government is in the middle of a shutdown. PNS looking pretty darn good this afternoon. Airport Director Matt Coughlin.
Not so much of an impact right now. You know, we basically work with three federal agencies, everything from FAA, TSA, and also CBP, Customs and Border Protection at the airport. So I've talked to all their leadership on impacts. They don't see, I think you alluded to it earlier, they don't see many impacts at first.
All righty. And FDLE has arrested five people for allegedly trafficking spice or synthetic marijuana, including alleged supplier Kendrick Johnson. Officials say about a pound of spice, 19 pounds of chemical powder, three firearms, and nearly $37,000 in cash were seized after a search of Johnson's home. All five suspects face serious charges, including racketeering and drug trafficking, as the investigation continues.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Swing and a line drive. Ripped right field. Back off. Lead off homer. Shohei Ohtani, a low liner over the right field fence. And just like that, the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead. Shohei explodes immediately.
On ESPN, Shohei Ohtani hit two home runs in Game 1 against the Reds last night. So did Teoscar Hernandez. Los Angeles built an 8-0 lead on Cincinnati and held on to win 10-5. The Dodgers can advance to the division series against the Phillies with another win over the Reds tonight.
He got him, and the Red Sox rally from behind and take Game 1 of this wild card 3-1.
On ESPN, the Red Sox trailed the Yankees 1-0 until the seventh inning after New York manager Aaron Boone lifted starter Max Fried. After 6 1/3 scoreless innings, the Red Sox broke through. Masataki Yoshida hit a two-run pinch-hit single off Luke Weaver. Alex Bregman added an RBI double in the ninth. Yankees loaded the bases with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth, but Boston closer Aroldis Chapman escaped the jam. Sox will try to advance past the Yankees tonight. If the Cubs beat the Padres again this afternoon at Wrigley Field, Chicago will be in the division series. Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 Tuesday behind back-to-back home runs from Seiya Suzuki and Carson Kelly. The Detroit Tigers, who blew an MLB record 15.5 game lead atop the AL Central and lost the division by one game to the Guardians, are one game away from ending Cleveland's magical season. The Tigers beat the Guardians in Game 1 2-1, 14 strikeouts for Tarek Skubal. The WNBA Finals are set. Phoenix Mercury will play the Las Vegas Aces, who needed overtime in a deciding Game 5 last night to eliminate the Indiana Fever 107-98. 35 points for Asia Wilson. WNBA Finals start Friday in Vegas. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All righty, we got some updates on those MLB scores for you. Guardians, even in their series with the Tigers in the wild card round, beating Detroit 6-1. Padres shutting out the Cubs 3-0. That evens their series as well. And we got the Yankees currently beating the Red Sox in the top of the sixth with a 3-2 lead.
While we're talking baseball here this afternoon, the Atlanta Braves parted ways with their manager. Jared Max is all over this story for us.
Since the Major League Baseball regular season ended Sunday, each day that has followed has brought with it news of change, with Major League teams parting ways with their managers. The latest, Brian Snitker with the Atlanta Braves. He informed the team of his decision Tuesday. The Braves made the announcement Wednesday. Snitker managed the Braves for the last 10 years. He led Atlanta to a World Series title 4 years ago over Houston and was National League Manager of the Year in 2018 when Atlanta won the first of six consecutive NL East titles. Approaching his 70th birthday, Brian Snitker will no longer be the Braves manager, but will remain with the team in a senior advisory role. For the first time in 8 years, the Braves missed the playoffs this season. They joined the Angels, Twins, Giants, and Rangers as teams who need new managers for next year. Jared Max, Fox News.
Now, Chris, I know you are a New Orleans guy.
Yes, I am.
Well, then you may be happy to know.
Very proud.
Oh, for sure. You may be happy to know that New Orleans is hosting the College Football National Championship in 2028.
I saw that.
The CFP announced a selection on Wednesday, and this will be the second time the Mercedes-Benz Superdome will host a title game since the switch to the playoff format in 2015. New Orleans joins Miami and Atlanta as the only cities chosen by the CFP to host the game a second time. The 2026 championship game will be played at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a major retailer is taking steps to eliminate artificial ingredients. I think they're talking about those synthetic dyes and like cereals and things like that. Jenny Casola has the report.
Walmart says it's working to remove synthetic dyes and more than 30 other ingredients from its U.S. private label brand foods. Great value, market side, freshness guaranteed, and better goods. The targeted ingredients are preservatives, artificial sweeteners, and fat substitutes. Walmart is promising the same great taste and value. It says the move is in response to what customers want and supports a more transparent food system. The company says the new products will be rolling out in coming months, with the changeover expected by January 2027 at the latest. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And cases of the common cold rising across the entire country. The CDC reports common cold viruses are at the highest levels since 2022. These cases typically peak in September before the flu season starts. The CDC says flu cases themselves remain low for now, but of course that could obviously change. Weather shifting combined with kids back in school could bring an active flu season.
643 News Radio 92.3. A study finds that medical crises like cardiac arrest aren't as sudden as they may seem. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. A major new global study reveals cardiac events don't strike without warning. It finds people who suffered a heart attack, stroke, or heart failure had at least one major heart risk factor years beforehand. Researchers analyzing the health records of more than 9 million people for a decade, they found more than 99% of patients had one or more risk factors, like high blood pressure and cholesterol, as well as blood sugar levels and tobacco use. The study also notes more than 93% of patients had two or more risk factors. That study was led by Northwestern Medicine and Yonsei University in South Korea. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And 40 years of breast cancer awareness has saved over 500,000 lives. That's according to the American Cancer Society, which says the five-year survival rate has jumped from 75% in 1985 to over 90% today. It notes that in the 80s, only one in four women ages 40 and up were being screened for breast cancer, but today it's closer to three in four.
Sad story to pass along to you this afternoon. Legendary wildlife advocate Jane Goodall died today at 91. Carmen Roberts has the report.
British primatologist, anthropologist, and friend to chimpanzees, Dr. Jane Goodall, died of natural causes, according to the Jane Goodall Institute, which she founded.
She was in California as part of her speaking tour in the United States.
Aaron McCombs with the Institute announced Goodall's death at an event Wednesday in Pasadena.
Dr. Goodall's discoveries as an ecologist revolutionized science, and she was a tireless advocate for the protection and restoration of our natural world.
Goodall was 26 when she traveled to Tanzania to conduct what became a pioneering study on chimpanzees and their social structures, which led her to become a fierce advocate for animals and the environment. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
6:45, we're looking at about 15 before 7 o'clock, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, and he has a look at that traffic and weather.
Yeah, looking at the roads here, they haven't been giving us much trouble this hour. So thank you for staying safe out there. And of course, please continue to do so. As we get into your weather, that's going pretty easy on us as well. 81 degrees, partly cloudy. Tonight's low, 69, mostly clear by then. As we get into your Thursday and Friday, we'll see some cloud action, partly cloudy at times throughout the next couple days. Maybe a slight chance of rain in some areas in the middle of your Thursday, but that will not be anything too severe at all, assuming it even happens. Thursday and Friday's highs in the mid-80s, and then we're going to see those highs drop a little bit more once we get into the weekend, but that's where rainfall chances are going to become more persistent, with a peak sitting on Sunday at 60%.
I think the days of talking about Hurricane Imelda are numbered here. Forecasters at the NAC confirming Cat 2 Imelda is moving away from the U.S. coastline. Swells, however, impacting Florida's coastline, the East Coast, and especially North Carolina's Outer Banks. They're taking a whooping here this afternoon. A lot of homes, older type of homes on the water, are totally being swept out to sea. Right. By the way, here's a good side of this equation story. Gulf of America will continue to remain calm. East Coast feeling that impact from Imelda. Janice Dean has more on the Fox weather forecast.
Hurricane Imelda is moving quickly out into the Atlantic with Bermuda on alert. The East Coast is going to see high surf, dangerous rip currents, and the possibility for some coastal flooding the next few days. Temperatures remain above average for the Plain States and the Midwest, while cooler, wet weather persists over the Northwest and the Great Basin. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The Department of Homeland Security is saying it uncovered more information about a program used to block Americans from flying. Rich Edson has more.
The Homeland Security Department calls it, quote, an unprecedented campaign of putting U.S. citizens on high severity, no-fly lists for nonviolent political dissent. DHS canceled one of these surveillance programs called Quiet Skies this summer, saying it targeted conservatives while failing to prevent any terrorist attacks. DHS says the Biden-era Transportation Security Administration placed roughly 280 people on watch lists for January 6th connections. At a Senate hearing, a federal air marshal told Congress that TSA branded his wife a domestic terrorist, all because she attended President Trump's rally on January 6th, though he says she never went to the Capitol.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Department of Health and Human Services says it expects more than 32,000 of its nearly 80,000 staff to be furloughed during the shutdown. The department oversees several federal health agencies, including the CDC, the FDA, and the NIH. Private payrolls saw their biggest drop in 2.5 years last month. Companies reportedly lost the seasonally adjusted 32,000 jobs, the largest slide since March of 2023, according to ADP. Amazon today announcing the expansion of its private label grocery lineup with the launch of a new brand aimed at price-conscious shoppers, with most products priced under $5. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today amid the shutdown, with the Dow gaining 43 points. The S&P 500 was up by 22, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 95. Crude oil futures for November are down slightly. They're under 62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
And Washington, D.C. is being bold here. They're now ready for self-driving cars. Eben Brown has that story.
Amazon-owned autonomous taxi company Zoox is expanding to the East Coast and is picking the nation's capital to next deploy test fleets. The company has already been testing their driverless cars in places like San Francisco. Zoox test cars are SUVs outfitted with their autonomous tech, but their actual vehicles resemble streetcars with no driver tools and an open-seating cab with personal comfort settings. Testing in D.C. gives Zoox the chance to try their tech in a city with a particular style and pattern of roadways, along with functioning in mid-Atlantic weather, which, especially in winter, could bring challenges like ice and snow. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the three candidates left standing in the NYC mayor's race are hitting TV with general election ads. Frontrunners Orhan Mamdani, a Democratic Socialist, highlighting his affordability agenda, including a proposal to freeze the rent. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo, running as an independent, says he knows best how to make the government work, which includes hiring 5,000 new police officers and getting the homeless off the streets. And Republican Curtis Sliwa, minus his red Guardian Angels beret, says New York City deserves better than a career politician who, quote, sold us out, and a socialist who claims he has the answers.
6:50, 10 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. A few minutes ago, you mentioned a story about Amazon. I wanted to kind of piggyback on that. Amazon is bringing a new choice to grocery shopping, not just to driverless cars. They're getting out there. Teresa Crowley has this story on News Radio 92.3.
First came Amazon's marriage with Whole Foods, which Whole Foods CEO called love at first sight. Now, 8 years later, the launch of Amazon Grocery, which Amazon bills as a new private label brand of 1,000 high-quality food items rated 4 stars or above. The label unites Amazon Fresh and Happy Belly brands into one collection. Amazon's expansion of its food label comes as customers purchased 15% more Amazon food brands last year, from cage-free eggs to chicken Caesar salad to fresh loaf cakes. Sounds similar to a Trader Joe's, but boasting reduced plastic packaging and easy-to-read bold labels at Amazon prices, at a time when grocery customers are extra cost-conscious. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And speaking of Amazon, we'll keep that theme a little bit more. Authorities in Arizona investigating an Amazon drone delivery crash. Authorities responded after two Amazon delivery drones crashed into a crane that was in a commercial area. It's unclear what caused the drones to crash or if anyone was injured during the incident. It's a shame to see that. We've been hearing a lot about these drone deliveries, you know, and how it's becoming more popular and it's already having some problems.
Yeah, and Amazon did not sponsor this portion of the newscast.
I would hope not, because we just stabbed them in the back talking about faulty technology.
Oh, my gosh. Taylor Swift sets another record. Here's Michelle Polino.
Taylor Swift just made music history again. High school. On September 30th, the Recording Industry Association of America announced she became the first and only female artist to surpass 100 million album sales, with over 105 million units certified. Her biggest seller is 1989 with 14 million units, followed by Fearless at 11 million, Red, her self-titled debut, and last year's The Tortured Poets Department each moved 8 million. The Beatles still lead overall with 183 million, followed by Garth Brooks at 162 million, Elvis Presley at 146.5 million, and the Eagles at 120 million. Swift's next chapter arrives Friday with the release of The Life of a Showgirl. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
All righty, 6:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this evening, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for a new home or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
A lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Some music for you this afternoon. News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Austin Price, Chris Bryant. Austin is looking at the traffic and weather this afternoon.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads. That's been the story for the bulk of this hour. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for your weather, sitting at around 81 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Slightest chance of rain in the middle of your Thursday, but it'll come and go. We may not even get much rain out of it, but tomorrow's high going to be 86. Friday, we're going to see it tick down a little bit more to 85. Saturday and Sunday going to be even cooler, quote-unquote, but that could be mainly because we've got some more persistent rainfall chances coming in, going to hit its peak on Sunday at around 60%.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Turning Point resumed its campus events at Utah State University on Tuesday after the murder of Charlie Kirk. Matt Finn has more from Spanish Fork, Utah.
The discussions continued as the Turning Point tour returned here to Utah. Thousands of people lining up hours before the event began inside the arena at Utah State University, about 2 hours north of where Charlie was assassinated. Every attendee went through metal detectors, heavy security. Now, Charlie was supposed to be there last night for this stop of his American comeback tour that was planned months ago. It is now being called This is the Turning Point Tour. Now, carrying on with Charlie's famous campus debates, a panel of guests, including Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox, interacted with the audience. Turning Point says for now, moving forward, it's moving its events on campuses indoors.
And Jimmy Kimmel taking aim at President Trump and members of the administration after a government shutdown went in effect. The late-night comedian even poked fun at his own mishap and said he was recently the victim of a government shutdown before joking that they are reversible. Jimmy Kimmel Live, of course, taken off the air last month over comments following the assassination of Charlie Kirk, but the host was reinstated last week. During Tuesday night's show, Kimmel also criticized War Secretary Pete Hegseth for a speech that we touched on earlier this hour in which he called out fat generals in the military.
Okay, a milestone for some animals from a previously extinct species. Lillian Wu has those details.
The first known dire wolves to roam the earth in some 10,000 years have just turned a year old and are said to be thriving. The two males, Romulus and Remus, celebrating with a cake made of beef pate, broth, liver, and other organic ingredients from a luxury dog bakery. The pair were born through genetic engineering advances from Colossal Biosciences, which claimed it de-extincted the species with that litter from fertilized dire wolf eggs implanted into surrogate dog mothers. A female, Khaleesi, named after the Game of Thrones character, was born this January. Skeptics say the genetically modified gray wolves are not true dire wolves, but rather hybrids. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And English singer and songwriter Louis Tomlinson announcing a new world tour. The announcement pairs with the release of his third studio album, How Did I Get Here? The 27-stop tour is set to kick off in June of next year with a show scheduled in Vancouver. It's going to end the following month with a show in Miami. Tickets go on sale Friday, October 10th.
Okay, the 10th month of the year, of course, is October. Is for stargazers. Ready for this one? Here's CJ Papa.
The first full moon of fall comes with cooler temperatures and celestial treats. Be sure to look up on October 6th. The super moon will rise in the east just after sunset, according to EarthSky.org. It's called a super moon because the Earth's only natural satellite is close to Earth, so it appears larger than usual. Peak viewing for the Draconids meteor shower is when darkness falls on October 8th into the early morning hours of the 9th. Later this month, don't sleep through the Orionids. Peak viewing starts at dusk October 20th. These meteors are known for their brightness and their speed, according to NASA. But there's nothing spooky about the moon for Halloween, October 31st. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All right, and Nine Inch Nails extending their sold-out Peel It Back tour into 2026. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers kicking off next year's run of shows on February 5th in New Orleans. Tickets go on sale October 8th.
Okay, the holiest day of the year in Judaism begins tonight. Yom Kippur lasts about 26 hours or until nightfall on Thursday. The event marks the end of the High Holy Days, 10 days after Rosh Hashanah. Very important day.
Absolutely.
There you go. There you go. Enjoy the event. It's going to wrap it for Chris Bryan and Austin Price. We'll be back tomorrow at 4. This is News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Have a great night, everybody.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.